When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the very first Building Sustainability podcast. My name is Jeffrey Hart, aka Jeffrey the Natural Builder, and I am the producer and host of this podcast. I'm actually re-recording this intro, having just released episode 70 of the podcast. I'm re-recording it because over the last 70 episodes, the podcast has gradually been finding its focus, and I wanted to share with you that focus so that you know what you're getting into. The main focus of the podcast is on the sweet spot between these three things. Imagine a Venn diagram of these circles. The first circle is how to make efficient homes that don't use very much energy to heat or cool. The second circle is how to build homes with minimal embodied energy or resources. And the third circle is how to make homes that are healthy for the occupants. And we're really interested in that sweet spot in the middle, where all three are satisfied. That said, over the next 70 and beyond episodes of this podcast, we're going to zoom in and out within the topic of sustainability. One episode might be with an architect talking about eco-home details and designs. The next might be about designing cities around pedestrians. The next might be about a craftsperson and how they source their local material or how they form a connection with nature. It is my opinion that without this holistic overview, the solutions we find to the complex problems of climate change or efficient buildings are likely to end up creating other unexpected problems. If that all sounds a bit like whimsical nonsense to you, then by all means, pick and choose the episodes which take your fancy. But I hope, over time, you come to trust my curation of the podcast guests and will give them all a chance, because I guarantee that you'll take something valuable from all of them, and it might not be what you expect. For those of you who have just found this podcast and have decided to begin at the beginning and work through, that's what I would do as well. Enjoy the ride. Each and every person has been hand-selected because I know they've got something really interesting and insightful to share. On a technical note, it should be said that both the equipment used and the ability to use it has improved dramatically. At the beginning of this journey, I was just a builder. And now I'm a builder and a podcaster who gets a bit obsessed about audio. So don't judge us too harshly on the first attempts. Okay, that's it from me. I hope you enjoy the episode and I hope you enjoy the podcast. I'm so very excited to share some truly excellent people with you. Joseph R. Derwin.
Hello.
Welcome to Little Podcast Central.
Yeah, podcast number one.
0001.
Yeah.
So in this podcast, we're just going to introduce yourself and myself.
Yes.
And then chat a little bit about Heartwin and what we're going to do on the podcast, like who we're going to talk to and what sort of people and why we're doing it.
Sounds great.
So why don't you tell us all about yourself, Jason?
Hi. My name's Joe. I am one third of the wonderful Heartwin company. Yeah, I don't know where to start.
Tell me about how have you come to this role?
Right.
What's your background?
So my background in construction generally has been roofing was my entry point, which was done out of a complete accidental frustration with working in retail. And I went into a job center and decided I wanted to do something completely opposite to being inside a supermarket, and saw roofing and thought that sounds like the ticket.
Right.
So I started doing it.
So a quest to be outside. It was in the world.
Outside.
In the
absolutely. Needed to be completely outside in the elements, doing something with my hands that was interesting and rewarding. I managed to find a nice chap to teach me the traditions of roofing in Wales. But as I kind of went on with that, I got frustrated with conventional construction, how wasteful it was, and wanted to do something a little bit more interesting and sustainable. And through a groundbreaking suggestion from my good friend and partner, Jeffrey Hart, decided that I could actually do, why don't you just do eco building and roofing? So, wow, why didn't I think of that?
That is incredible, because I have absolutely no recollection of that.
That conversation at all.
No.
It was a turning point. It literally never occurred to me. We were having a conversation about it, and I was saying that I felt like it was like it had no value what I was doing, and you were like, but that's what I want to do. I want to be practical and able to do things. And I was like, yeah, but it's not any of these things that I believe in. And you said, well, why don't you just do it like that then? And I was like, oh yeah, I could just do that. So I started my own company doing eco building and roofing work with green roofing and solar panels and all of the good stuff. It was an ambition always to work at the kind of more sustainable end of things. I'd come from a kind of permaculture background, so I was introducing things like that in my life anyway. And it's just been a bit of a slow journey accumulating the relevant skills and experiences to get to a point where I can actually do something that I'd always wanted to do, which was to build natural, sustainable homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember very early on when I met you, I think losing our minds about Ben Law's grand designs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty pivotal certly in my life.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was like 10-ish years ago, wasn't it?
Probably more, actually.
Probably a little bit more. It was about 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, so old. So we'd had all of those kind of conversations. And, it felt like that was a turning point where we both kind of went off and did the skills gathering that we needed to do. Mm. I disappeared up to Lancaster and started doing the eco roofing and solar panels, and you magically whisked yourself off to Canada.
Yes. magically. Well, I guess this is my point to give my intro.
Over to you.
So I was a graphic designer working at a computer all day, every day. And it was miserable. So I actually, in a totally self-indulgent way, I thought, what do I really like doing? I like snowboarding. So I left and went snowboarding in Canada initially for a year, and then I stayed there for 5 years.
Yeah, it got a bit sticky, didn't it?
Yeah, it's really good fun. what I did in the summers was I traveled around, and I got into this one little place in Canada called Dumpster. And it was this beautiful little idyllic community. I think they called it a town, but it was 200 people living really sparsely. And everyone, got together and did apple juicing, or, if something needed to be built, everyone came together. It seemed to me like the perfect model of
community. Yeah, it was pretty idyllic.
Yeah. And, so there were two or three straw bale buildings in that town, and I got to help one of the guys who built one plastering his new Strawbell workshop.
Nice.
And I thought, this is it. This is it. So as soon as I've done one more season of snowboarding, I'm going to go and learn how to do this. So yeah, I spent my summers traveling around Canada and the States, learning these skills, initially in Oregon. And then I ended up in a fantastic place, in Utah. It was a non-profit called Community Rebuilds.
Oh yes.
And they,
the seed.
Yeah. That, I can't tell you how life-changing that was. So they, run, what do? Their main focus is to replace really inefficient trailer, like caravan trailers, which were the sort of population of the town of Moab, which is in a desert. So they've got these really bad, old, uninsulated trailers, and they wanted to replace those with super insulated straw bale homes. So it was providing low income or housing for low income families.
Yeah.
And they did this by getting a whole load of people that were really eager to learn straw bale building and natural building, who'd come along for free, dedicate, you know, some months of their life, and they'd build the entire house from start to finish. And they were getting an education in return for the labor and hard work.
And that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's interesting, I guess, this is a bit of a tangent, but what is interesting about natural building at the moment, so when we say natural building, we're meaning building with natural materials, is that there isn't a direct route into it. There's no training bodies, yeah. Certainly not in the UK anyway, at the moment anyway.
Yes.
But, yeah, so there's no way in. So if you want to do it, you just sort of have to pay to go on courses, and you have to.
Yeah, just muddle your way through, picking up bits of skills here and there.
Yes.
Trying to get opportunities, but there's various barriers to entry to that. And it's a relatively privileged position to be in to pay for courses or take
absolutely,
time off.
Absolutely, yeah. And so, also, you don't really know the quality of the educators.
Yeah.
So I thought Community Rebuilds had nailed it, and that was the perfect thing. And I went there and I did one build as a student, and then I went back the following year as an apprentice and educator. So I was teaching the natural building elements while sort of learning.
Yeah, honing your craft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I came back to the UK.
Yeah, as a fully fledged natural builder. It was ridiculous. Yeah. Went off. So there I was, saving away up in the northern wastes of England, trying to rub two pennies together to make an eco-building company, desperately, kind of aspirationally aiming at being a natural builder. And Jeffrey went off on his jollies to Canada. Oh, I'm just going to go snowboarding for a minute. I'll see you later. Came back. Dun, 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 Jeffrey, the natural builder. It was pretty epic. So then we kind of, once that had happened, we kind of looked at what we'd got between us, and it was like, oh, look what we could do.
Yeah.
And you had a little jumping up and down excitement about Community Rebuilds. It was just like, let's try and do something like that.
Yeah. So we did, and Hartwin was born. Yep. It's called Hartwin. We spent probably like months trying to come up with a name.
Yeah, it's like naming a child. It was
like a really annoying child.
Really annoying.
Then months, we just squashed our names together.
Yep.
So Jeffrey Hart and Joe Derwin.
Dun, dun, dun. There we go.
And it's actually quite a nice thing because what does Derwin mean?
So Derwin is from the ancient sort of Celtic Brittany, duer, D-U-I-R, which means oak, which is where we get the word door from, because front doors were always made out of oak traditionally for their protective properties. Oak's known as the king of the forest, so it's got all sorts of inherent protective properties, which felt like a nice strong word. And Win means friend of the oak.
And then, so my little contribution to our name, Hart, is a big deer.
Yeah. And sounds like heart, which is also a nice thing.
not all of the podcast interviews are
as silly as this.
No, but this is slightly indicative of us, so that's a fairly important thing to communicate.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't like it, sorry. There will be some really interesting and useful stuff in later podcasts.
Yeah, very serious stuff with very serious people.
Really professional people who really know their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just touching a little bit there on Hartwin as building company.
Yeah. So I suppose we took a good long look at the industry that we were wanting to become a part of, looking at its kind of strengths and weaknesses, but very much keeping in mind the community rebuild model.
Mm.
And we wanted to make that appropriate for the UK building industry, I suppose, because there were some specific parts of the community rebuild model, which was a bit, they're fixed in one place,
yeah,
and have a certain market that they're trying to work through and replace, whereas ours is going to be a little bit more based on what projects people want to do and where that needs to go. So it had different limitations. So,
yeah, I suppose we should say that this whole education branch of Hartwin, like the reason that exists is because natural materials aren't processed. You know, quite often we're building with straw or with hemp or mud.
Round wood or green wood or.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're not this sort of prepackaged, nice square edged products that are made for building as quickly and as cheaply as possible. So they take a lot of labor to process them, to fit them, to make them into a good and happy building. And
the skill level that's required to know how to piece that together as well is unconventional. It's not something that you can, there's no real textbooks about it, not really, or certainly not modern thinking around it. So, it makes it an expensive occupation if you're going to pay a very skilled craftsperson to put that together. That puts the price point out of reach and removes a lot of the benefit of the availability and price of the material.
Yeah, we really loved about community rebuilds was you're essentially getting the labor for free while the students are getting the experience for free, and so everyone's winning.
Yeah, you can reduce the cost by a reasonable amount because you've got many hands making light work. So a lot of the processing tasks for getting a material fit for purpose are not necessarily highly skilled, but they are very repetitive and time consuming. So stripping bark from logs or mixing, digging out earth for a clay plaster or something like that, they all take quite a lot of time. The skilled part of it is a relatively small part of the whole process. So having a lot of people who are very keen to learn that can make a really big, meaningful impact on the build cost. So aiming to be able to deliver these natural materials with the education for a cheaper cost is a really important part of what we're trying to achieve here.
And why, Joseph?
Yes.
Why do we want to use natural materials?
Well, that's an interesting question, Jeffrey. And an obvious one, I'd like to hope. A lot of the materials that are developed in the conventional building world are built for speed. They're about putting something up as quickly as possible. And to do that, they're usually a very heavily processed material. So one of the terms we bandy about a lot is embodied energy, which is the environmental cost, the energy cost of a material from start to finish. So from being mined out of the ground, processed in a quarry, and then shipped halfway around the world, whatever else needs doing to it, all of those have an energy cost. Whereas if you can take a bit of earth from the ground that you're building on, that energy cost is extremely minimal. So it's a very environmentally sound way of approaching the building to reduce that embodied energy cost as much as possible.
Yeah, and we're also looking very much at making highly insulated, well-detailed buildings.
Exactly.
So using these natural materials like straw is one we use a lot of. It's got this great insulating property. You know, it's like putting on a big coat for your house.
Yeah.
Being like super snug.
Yeah, we want to be, we want snug and we want healthy.
Yeah.
So choosing natural materials, you've got the kind of embodied energy costs, but then you've also got the kind of the physical properties of them and how they contribute to a healthy, efficient building. Using modern building science and then integrating these natural materials into it, we can actually create something that's extraordinarily efficient, which means it's going to be cost effective to run over its whole lifespan.
Mm.
And I suppose piggybacking on the kind of the heritage skills and techniques. These are all buildings that were built to last hundreds of years. We want that to, we want our buildings to be efficient and last, and we want them to be stuck together for 100 years. It makes 200. Sense. Many years.
Many hundreds of years. Yeah. So that's an interesting point, isn't it? Sort of we focus a lot on looking back at heritage materials, heritage techniques, because there's still examples of those stood now from hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
And so that proves a longevity.
Definitely.
And I'm, you know, not necessarily saying that modern materials won't last, but there's no track record. You know, they can't.
No, there's lots of kind of lab projections of a material and how it's going to behave. But until you've actually had something sitting in the field for 100 years, you don't know.
Literally really. Sitting in the field.
Yeah. So it takes a lot of the guesswork out. And with most of these kind of heritage skills and techniques, there's an extraordinary level of skilled craftspersonship that goes into making them, which is, I think, one of the distinctions for me that I really love about craft is that it's as much about the process of doing the thing for the sake of doing a thing well as it is about the thing you're producing.
Yes.
And I think that's a real enrichment on a kind of a personal human level to be able to do that, to do something with passion and skill is a real gift in this time where we have a disposable culture.
Yeah.
So integrating those things, we're just finding all of the best bits, basically, sticking them together and using it to make a house. It's really, really great.
So the other side of the Hartwin business is this education side. And we are we're highly, highly conscious that people are giving their energy and, you know, enthusiasm to come and build these houses.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that they are rewarded and educated in.
Yeah. It needs to be a fair exchange. This isn't a free training course. They're giving us a lot. They're giving us some dedication and motivation, and they're staying here for working on a build for up to 16 weeks at a time. It's pretty intense. And so we have a great duty of care to make sure that we provide as thorough and broad an education as possible through that, because it has to be a fair exchange. Otherwise, we're profiteering essentially off the back of people.
So yeah.
It's really important to us to do that.
That education involves all the hands-on skills. So you don't come and watch us build a house. In fact, it's Joe and I get a little bit like sad because all we do is point at stuff.
Yeah, we started a company to build houses, and then halfway through building one, we realized we hadn't really even picked up a hammer yet. And we were like, oh no, we've done it wrong. But actually, as things get on and as the students progress through the build, their competencies increase, that gives us some time to actually get hands-on as well, which is really, really great. But
yeah, the students are getting hands-on from digging the foundations. Our upcoming build is going to have some bricklaying with lime mortar, lots of conventional carpentry in this one, some round wood timber framing. They're going to cut their own roof.
Straw bale walls, clay plaster, lime plaster.
Earth floors.
Bit of cladding.
Earth floors this season's must have.
Oh, yes.
Sexy, sexy floors.
Excellent palette of natural insulations.
Mm.
So you get a really good experience, but it's the whole process. From the hands-on side of building the house. But I think what really kind of ties it all together is that we deliver kind of classroom and theoretical sessions on each of those things as well. So you understand the theory behind the design, why we've chosen these materials, what the options are, what other things could get used.
Yeah. And those sessions take you from how did we get planning permission? You know, what are the steps you have to take before you've even, you know, got onto site? Theories on materials, how to specify them, good design.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Mick from the Mick and Pat Show.
That's right, and I'm Pat.
Looking for a podcast that's like catching up with old friends? Well, you're in luck.
We're here to bring you weekly doses of lifestyle commentary, discuss culture and politics, and top it off with the occasional beer and film reviews.
But it's not just about us, we're a community. Our listeners are our kin, and we let you all have a say in what we discuss.
So saddle up and join the conversation at the Mick and Pat Show. You can check out our website or find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. We want this to be more than just the build. It needs to try to empower people to go out into the world and be in a position where they can take on a project of varying sizes or work in the industry.
Because that doesn't really exist. As I sort of touched on earlier, that there's very little in the way of sort of education programs that at the end of it, you are a really competent person. And I'm not saying like by the end of our course, you are like a home builder could go and do it, but you will have plastered until you're slightly bored of plastering and you will have timber framed until your hands hurt a little bit.
Yeah, you'll definitely have a much deeper understanding of what's involved and whether you can make a choice accurately.
Oh my goodness, we've got a cat invasion.
what do you think about this, Bingo? Nope. No comment.
No. That's...
Yeah. One of the things we're looking at is we'd love to accredit the course so that we can formalize that a little bit more. We'd really like to see the techniques that we're using, the materials we're using, brought over into the mainstream, into conventional building. And one of the ways that we can do that is by formalizing the educational process and having it as a recognized thing. So those are all things that we're looking at developing. But for now... Oh, there we go. Let's just tread on the microphone.
It's like a pitch invasion at a football game.
It's the best one. It's much better than that.
I think that's hot when covered, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. Let's talk a little bit about this podcast and why we're doing it and give you a little intro as to... what you can expect. Joe is laughing because my cat just nearly fell off a shelf.
It was an inexpert leap. She thought about it for far too long. She overcommitted to it and then nearly wiped out. It was great.
So one of the big things for me is to continue learning. I think there's a whole load. I know there's a whole load of really, really incredible people doing interesting, varied things out there. Which I personally can learn from.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I really think that, I hope that everyone else can learn as well. So,
And I think it's because of the niche that we're trying to kind of help carve out is populated by some really interesting and innovative people, but there's not really a platform for those people. I think it's important and useful for those people to be known about, to be visible, to have an opportunity to communicate some of their stuff, because they're quite often the people that we're going to be speaking to are part of teams that you can get involved in or are doing projects that you can get involved in or look at or learn from.
Or doing a craft, which might be the thing that really excites you.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of kind of personal investment. This is exciting for us to learn about and do that. But sharing that is a big part of what Heartwind's about, is finding these really cool things and then sharing them.
Yeah.
And hopefully this podcast is going to be a little bit like that.
Yeah. I mean, I just assume that everyone is like me. So if I'm excited, then they're going to love it.
Yeah.
Some of the people we have got coming up, I'll give you a quick rundown of our, I won't pretend like I haven't already done the interviews. But we have got, Dave Cockcroft, who is a spoon carver and chair maker. So we chatted all about the craft and about the sort of side benefits, as well as, having spoons and chairs that you can, with and sit on. It's like, what are the other qualities that you actually get from doing that? Talked to Emma Appleton about how we make a anti-capitalist feminist building site.
That was
one of the funnest ones to record. Emma is an actual joy.
Yeah, she's a hero. That's absolutely, I'm looking forward to hearing that one.
Yeah. I should say that I've been recording these interviews and Joe currently is
in the dark. I'm with you guys.
But he will take the lead, I think, sometime during the summer and go off and do some of these.
Yep.
Who else we got? Chris Vernon chatting about One Planet development, and that's a really exciting planning law that happens in Wales about how to create new small holdings, and it's really about creating people and places which are living from the land.
Yeah, and really self-sufficient, off-grid, sustainable communities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a really inspirational one. Judith Thornton is from Aberystwyth University, and she is she's interested in growing building materials for insulation, and
yeah,
what that looks like, what different plants they can use. She took me on a tour of her magic greenhouse, which is
amazing.
One of the most tech-filled things I've ever seen.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's an excellent one. I mean, they're all very, very good. If I did say so myself.
Well, it helps when you've got joyfully experienced geeks to talk to.
Yeah.
To share their stuff. You just need to point a few interesting questions at them and then watch them glaze over as they get lost in their own world of wonderfulness.
Yeah. That's really undermined the amount of work I've been doing, but that's okay.
That's fine.
So then we talked to Noel Isherwood, who is an architect and was involved. That talk, we mainly talk about the Poundbury estate, which was an expansion of Dorchester, a planned expansion, and how they did it to be not the car isn't the central focus of that town.
Yeah.
And it's all about people walking and how they create safe spaces and how they create a language of the entire town to make it just a really sort of commingling.
It's just a very different approach to town planning, isn't it, with a much more community focused design principle.
And then the last one we've got recorded right now is Adrian Lehman, who is a fantastic roundwood timber framer.
Yes.
Worked on the original Ben Law house and has done just incredible things ever since then. He goes on a nice long rant about stuff. It's a really good one.
Brilliant.
So yeah, and that's what we've got recorded so far, and they'll be trickled out. We've got this launch pack, which is the first three, this one and two others, and then we'll be dropping
a new podcast. How slick.
Then we'll be releasing one a month and just hopefully pleasing your ears with some chat with like just wonderful people.
Yeah.
But as we with the rest of the year, we're going to be recording many more with craftspeople, designers, architects, permaculturists.
All manner. If anywhere there's an intersection of sort of innovative design, sustainability, craft, natural building, heritage skills, we want to be there.
Yeah.
Pick out the good bits for your listening pleasure.
So with that in mind, if you know some people that you think we should be talking to, then please give us a shout. Drop a comment in the blog.
Yeah, in the blog, or there's probably comments in the podcast thing.
We're not too good at this.
We don't know that yet.
That's this week's
learning. Just imagine we said that really well.
Then go and do
get in touch with a suggestion. There you go. We're always looking for interesting people. We're not going to know everybody, so please do let us know.
And that's one of the things I'm really excited about, is kind of digging out these for me personally, digging out these people that I don't know about, who are doing great things. So what have we got going on this summer as a little hot win?
Little bit of promo. Well, it's relevant because we need to do a shout out. We've got a lovely build coming up near Ipswich this year. We're building a beautiful timber frame series of workshops with straw bale infill for some lovely clients. It's going to be a couple of workshops. We're going to be there from the beginning of June for 16 weeks.
Yes, doing the lot. So at the moment, right this minute and for the next 2 weeks,
thereabouts,
the applications are open for that. So if you'd So if you would like to be part of that build, you'd like to come and be a Heartwind student, then yeah, get onto our website and check that out.
Yep.
I think one of the interesting things about it and what the feedback that I was reading last night actually was that the actual build and the skills learned is sort of only maybe half of the real benefit, and it's actually the people that come together. We create this weird, wonderful utopian
skill sharing community. It is very immersive, and I think there's a lot of very interesting kind of personal development. There's so much to learn from each other.
Mm.
And we're very conscious of that, so we kind of purposefully build a very as diverse a group as we can. Mm. So we want people from different age groups and experiences, backgrounds. It's really important that the more diversity that we get in there, the more we can all grow and learn. It adds a lot to the build.
We haven't said that they get delicious food.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So not only is it free to attend, but you don't need to spend anything while you're there. So we fully supply everything that you need. We've got lovely compost loos. We've got showers. We've got a nice communal area for relaxing in, and we've got a kitchen and a cook, and we cook you all the lovely food.
Mmm. Delicious vegetarian food. You get 3 meals a day during the week, and then it's fending for yourself at the weekend. But I think people generally will go off somewhere and explore the local areas.
There's always some good stuff to find locally.
If you are interested in that, do get on the website and fill in an application. We look forward to reading that. We should say also that we get quite a lot of applicants.
Do not be disappointed if you don't hear from us on too much, and do try again next year if you don't get through. We only have 10 spaces, and we can have hundreds of applicants.
Last year it was one of the most painful things I've ever done. Reading, I think we had 80, 90 applicants.
Yeah.
And every one of them, I wanted to be on the build.
Yeah, we have a little traffic light system as we're bringing everybody in as an initial filter. And you read an applicant and you go, oh yeah, they sound lovely. And that they've got some interesting skills to bring. They're green. And then you, after half an hour, you look up and you've just got a board full of greens. And it's really, really difficult to kind of trim that down to the group. So, we are feeling it. We are taking it seriously. Sorry if you don't make it.
Yeah. Great. Well, that is all we've got to discuss for today. Quite a short one. Normally these podcasts be about an hour, because the other people we talk to are more interesting than us. do tune in. If you've enjoyed this, then, please subscribe and post a comment and check out the other two that we've launched with.
Yeah. And please do share with other people that you might think would be interested.
Great stuff.
Okay.
See you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, thank you very much to Joseph. That was reasonably difficult for us to keep a straight face and not go off on too wild tangents. Hopefully that's given you a little bit of background into us, the podcast hosts. The next couple of interviews are with very, very exciting and interesting people. I really can't wait for you to hear them. A little follow-up on what we were talking about. If you are interested in becoming a student for the next Heartwind build, you've got until the 19th of April to get your application in. Please drop any comments you might have on stuff we've talked about or thoughts in general about the podcast to our blog. You can find us at heartwyn.co.uk. That's heartwyn.co.uk. And if anyone does have any suggestions for great people that we should interview, then we'd love to hear those. A big thanks to Mike Hill for recording our beautiful theme. And if you have enjoyed this, which I'm sure you have, please do remember to subscribe. Until next time, see you, bye.